Today at the Winter Olympics, the American men's hockey team advanced to the sudden death round of competition, and American women made it into the medal round in curling. Tomorrow, a new Olympic event debuts. Women will race down bobsled ice for the first time ever in the Olympics. Bobsled is one of the last Olympic sports to open to women. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Here's a sign of how far women's bobsled has come. A television commercial featuring top U.S. driver Jean Racine screeching to a stop for a cute white bunny rabbit on the ice.
Presenting the first women's bobsled event in Olympic history.
This happens in competition. He's toast.
And here's Racine last week defending what some consider a cold-hearted decision to drop her longtime friend and sled mate Jen Davidson for a faster pusher and brakeman.
I don't think that it would have been treated the same way had I been a man, but I'm not. I'm a woman. But I hope that as far as athletics go and in this sport that you don't look at me as a woman. I'm here as an athlete trying to do the best that I can for my country. And if you look at the situations over the past few months that way, I think everyone can understand why I made the change.
Whether it's the hard choices they make or their fight to compete in the Olympics, women bobsledders have had a tough time gaining acceptance. Bethany Hart is a Team USA brakeman, a term the women sliders prefer. Hart says pioneers in the sport faced stereotypes about what's appropriate for women.
I think that was part of why they didn't let women bobsled for a long time. You know, they thought it was dangerous and, you know, that women couldn't drive as well as the men, or that, you know, we'd be more at risk or in danger. And, you know, I think it just proves that we can do it just as well as they can.
Max it. Front set. Ready? Ah!
In the parking lot behind the Olympic bobsled start, sliders rehearse pushing and sprinting. Driver Jill Bakken stretches nearby. Bakken was on the first women's team formed in 1994 and competes tomorrow. She remembers the reaction when she and other pioneers sought support from the U.S. Bobsled Federation.
One of the people in the federation, they told us to go raise money. We should go to Times Square and sell bumper stickers so that we could go compete and find, you know, money to maybe, you know, rent a sled or that sort of thing.
A good sled can cost more than $40,000, so money was a significant barrier. Becky Matanik of the Women's Bobsled Foundation traces the resistance to fears about harming men's bobsled programs.
It was hard to convince them to get behind supporting a women's team, because if they were very strong, they were afraid of losing that status. If they were very weak in men's bobsled, of course, they were hoping to build and improve their program and didn't see that they had the budget in order to start fielding women's teams.
Four things happened to boost the women's bobsled effort. Ohio businessman and women's sports enthusiast Stu Flaherty poured money into the American program and organized lobbying and letter-writing campaigns. Financial services company American Scandia became a founding sponsor. Bobsledders in North America and Europe recruited more athletes in more nations, and women in the International Olympic Committee pushed for more competition for women. All that converged in 1998 with the decision to add women's bobsled to the 2002 Games. Matanik hopes the sport will boom now, perhaps like women's soccer, softball, and basketball.
The country has gone so much behind those sports because of the success of the Olympic teams, which of course have led to a professional women's soccer team, WNBA, for basketball. And the bobsledders would like to see, you know, some growth with their sport too, and the best way to do that is on the premier stage, which is the Olympic Games.
This is one of two U.S. sleds in the Olympic field tomorrow, twisting and turning down the chute-like track at more than 80 miles an hour. The G-forces make the sliders' helmets feel like 100 pounds. Both American sleds are among the best in the world. With this barrier down, there's only one sport left in the games closed to women, ski jumping, and the lobbying for that has already begun. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.